The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Hey, you know, heading into a long Memorial Day weekend, we need more dad jokes. Dad jokes to palate cleanse from all of the nastiness coming out of state and local government and, of course, federal. Actually, not local government. We don't have much, scandal coming out of local government as much as, well, maybe just raw incompetency from time to time. But we'll just kind of let that go, okay? Dad jokes of the day are sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And they're always welcoming your dad jokes if you'd like to get that. Just go to twodogsfab.com, email it to them. By the way, Two Dogs Fab can do any kind of hitch or tongue repair for the upcoming camping season. You know, you got to get ready for this sort of stuff, right? Not everybody's going to go camping this weekend, maybe next weekend. In fact, maybe if you're smart, you go camping next weekend because you go camping this weekend. It's kind of like you're camping with the entire, you know, people in line at Sherm's Food for Less or something like that. You know, I kind of like to go out and be a little more solitary myself. But they can also build you custom diamond plate battery boxes that some people prefer. You'll find out a bunch more there at Two Dogs Fabricating, Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Today's dad joke, though, what did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies! Ooh. All right, 17 after 8. Let's get to the phones. It's open phones now. And we can noodle around to whatever is on your mind. And we have Jerry the Bull, who is going to supply the expert commentary next. Hello, Jerry. How you doing?
Well, Bill, people are going to be disappointed because I don't have expert commentary.
If you're on my show, you're an expert, okay?
Well, you know,
I'm just having fun. Well, and let me put it this way. Jerry the Bull, you are part of our... Okay, how do the millennials turn it these days? The millennials and Generation C, you know, everything's about the feels. You're part of our community. How about that?
I'll accept that, Bill.
Okay, very good.
Hey, you know, I was talking to a person recently, a relative actually, about the price of gold.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they had no clue. And I told them how much it was, and they said $2,400. And you know, and I didn't really, I wasn't surprised that they were surprised.
Yeah.
But I thought, yeah, that sounds expensive, but how much debt do we have in this country? You know, $2,400 is a pretty small number compared to $34 trillion or however many trillion it is.
Yeah. But you're right. You know, most people don't look at that. They only think about the price of gold. I think maybe when they're going to go buy a wedding ring, if they're actually forming a family, you know, that kind of thing. And right. Most people, it is a thinly traded market overall. It's a more heavily traded market these days. And it appears that gold has support right now, $2,350 to about $2,450. Is that kind of the range that's kind of the trading range that I've seen it lately, but it seems to have some pretty serious support right now. And there is a lot of evidence. And I know Matt was saying, how do we know who's buying what? Well, the central banks supposedly are buying it. I think we can pretty much trust what they're saying at this point in time. So.
Right. And, you know, on one last point on Matt's comment regarding the amount of gold. Well, like he said, all we know is what we're told from the media
right.
and other sources who supposedly... I don't know. I don't even know how they measure it, but my intuition tells me that there's a lot less gold than there is paper and or currency digits floating around.
You know, I think that's a reasonable way of looking at that, Jerry the Bull. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, all right? Thank you so much, as always.
You too, Bill.
19 after 8. I think we have Gene. Gene's here in, are you in Weimar, Wonder? Where are you again, Gene?
I'm in Wilderville.
Wilderville. Okay, Wilderville. Wilder and weirder in Wilderville, there's Gene. Okay, what's on your mind, Gene? Go ahead.
Okay, you were talking about the wind, and I thought all the wind was because of all the politicians we had around here.
All right, another real American salute. You know, that was an obvious dad joke there, but you did it, okay? We're good.
Good.
I like it. Have a great weekend. You have any plans?
To stay home.
What, you're not going to go over to Boatnick and check out the boat races or anything?
Nope. Huh. I don't want to get into that.
You don't? Well, you know, at least you could go visit Riverside Park before it gets turned back over to the homeless population again.
Oh, is it safe to go there again?
Oh, right now it is because they shut it down. They shut it down. It's no homelessness at this point, so it's something different, okay? It's actually used as a park right now. You'll be amazed, all right? All right. Thanks, Gene. 770-5633. It's open phones and heading into Memorial Day weekend. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome.
This is Minor Dave.
Oh, Dave, it's a hat trick. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I got two things. First off, we should pray because it's Memorial Day, and the reason why we have it is for the veterans we lost in all the wars.
And by the way, that is a very important distinction that I know that many people, you get to the point where, have you noticed that every time there is something involving, okay, July 4th, well, we have to thank the veterans, or Memorial Day, we have to thank the veterans. No, Memorial Day is strictly for those who have left us, right? Memorial, we're supposed to remember, that kind of
thing. Right. So I wanted to give you an update on the dam, something I heard from my neighbor.
Sure.
They were digging out Iron Gate, mm-hmm. and they dug a little too deep, and Midnight started squeezing out. And so they tried to put a membrane in, and it failed.
Okay. No. What started squeezing out? Is this the clay that Captain Bill was talking about?
Yeah, Midnight is the clay they use
for
that. And then they tried to put a membrane in to stop it, and that failed. And right now they're running pumps that can pump bentonite out. Now, I didn't know where they were pumping it to or what they were pumping it in. But since it's a liquid, I would think it'd have to be some kind of tankers because you can't just pump that up on the ground.
Boy, I guess not. So that is it's kind of exactly what Captain Bill Simpson was talking about or warning about as they were going to.
I heard this from my neighbors. So.
Yeah, but they were concerned about that. Well, he was concerned that they were going to you start taking apart the dam and then you relieve the pressure around that super squeezed or compressed clay water slurry down there. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'd like anybody that is around Iron Gate, if they can confirm that, that'd be great because I heard it from my neighbor and I don't know how accurate it is.
All right. Well, I'll talk with Bill Simpson here in a few minutes. We'll have him scheduled. We're going to talk about the fire and smoke, but we'll ask him about that at the same time. Okay. All right.
Right. And, you know, he lost his wife over that smoke. So we should bless him.
All right. Thank you, my friend. It's 8:23.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from Truck Gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
If you really want to enjoy your open-air spaces, talk to American Industrial Door. They're an authorized dealer for Tira Screen Systems. From porches, patios, and gazebos to restaurant seating areas to warehouses, these custom-made motorized screens and vinyl panels are a permanent solution to keep pest, wind, and rain out so you can enjoy outdoor environments in peace. Go see all the possibilities DuraScreen Systems have to offer at American Industrial Door, with showrooms on Union Avenue in Grants Pass and Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas Road.
One of each. Forte VIN 785766 MSRP 21645 3500 due. Sol VIN 237299 MSRP 22140 3500 due. 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance in 6224.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade-in, no matter the make, model, or mileage. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice. Just $149 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Through May, receive a $110 Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four Continental Extreme Contact Sport O2 tires. Extreme Contact Sport O2 is a dynamic summer ultra high performance tire for passenger cars. Ideal for both street and track, and when you purchase using your Tire Pros or Continental credit card, you get another $90. That's up to a $200 total. Call or stop by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros for details.
This is Bill Meyer. On June 1st, KCMD's format evolves to something that many have asked for, an adult classics format. Music like Tommy James and the Shondells, Elvis, Aretha, so many more. We're going to call it the Jukebox. As a bonus, the Bill Meyer Show remains on the air where it's been since 2014, morning 6 to 9. Great local talk and the music that made America great. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. The Bill Meyer Show and the Jukebox, our new station, KBXG 99.3, starting Saturday, June 1st.
This is the Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Okay, what happened to this? Oh, there it is. Oh, wait a minute. I want my bumper back. I want my bumper back. I've always liked this song. Hang on. Had the wrong control up. There it is. I just like the... I like the drums and I like the organ coming in. Yeah. Sign everywhere is signed, but most of the political signs have been taken down. Notice just a handful of them. I took down my no on 15224, 225, 226, and it has been unceremoniously deposited in my driveway. What can I recycle those? Can you put that in the red barrel? I don't know. I have to take a look. I don't know. Maybe I have to ask Noah. It's where the sign came from, from his company, Noah Robinson. All right. Some of the other headlines, news that got lost in the cracks here, or lost in the shuffle. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. In the Daily Courier this morning, we have Vicky Aldous, who is writing, Medford slashes homeless camping by 93% in 3 years. It's a good article, though. You know, a combination of stepped-up police enforcement, shelter options, state and federal aid, rent assistance, and community partnerships has helped Medford slash homeless camping on public, private, and Oregon Department of Transportation property. And I seem to recall there was a stat in here that looked like every homeless person is getting about $30,000 to $40,000 a year in benefit. $20,000 annual cost for the rent. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'll have to go through that more over the weekend. But you know, the part that I think they're missing out on when they're talking about homelessness going down in Medford is that have you looked at what's happened to Ashland? Anecdotally, I've been talking to people, some police officers in Ashland. What happened is that they just left Medford. Many left Medford, and now Ashland finds itself under attack by the diversity homeless hordes. That's what I'm hearing. I'll have to talk with Dr. Powers about that at some point. Let's see. Other news in the headlines here. Let me see. Cancer. Oh, boy, this is an interesting one. Men, check your testicles. Cancer-causing microplastics found in 100% of men's testicles in new study. Now, I don't know how you actually go and test your testicles for microplastics, but this is a new study, which is absolutely, it's legit here. Microplastics, this is in the Daily Mail, by the way. Microplastics have been found at the top of Mount Everest, deep in the Pacific Oceans, Mariana Trench, and now in men's testicles. Researchers found 12 types of microplastics, tiny little pieces of plastic, in 23 human testicles, suggesting that the tiny particles could play a role, in sperm quality. So, you know, there's been all this talk then about fertility going down and testosterone level going down. The theory is that these microplastics are possibly a part of this. And a lot of times these microplastics, what do they call them? Endocrine disruptors. They disrupt hormonal balances. So could be something to consider. Now, by the way they tested the testicles for microplastics, they were from cadavers. They were autopsies. Okay, just so you know. So that's one little bit of health news here. Another one kind of lost in the shuffle here. This from Slate News. Harvard study COVID shots cause sudden deaths and strokes. I thought this was a conspiracy theory. We've been hearing about this for like 4 years now. It's a conspiracy theory. But a damning new study from some of America's most well-respected researchers, Harvard Medical School, no slouches, though. They're determining that COVID mRNA shots are causing surging cases of strokes and sudden deaths. The case study was over the past 3 years. Cerebral ischemia is what they were looking at, a form of brain damage triggered by insufficient blood flow to the brain. The Harvard researchers found that the Moderna's injection specifically caused a big recent spike in the fatal disorder. Leading experts have been responding to this explosive study by raising the alarm about mRNA vaccines. Study is the latest in a long line of studies linking the shots to sudden deaths and potentially fatal side effects. Dr. Peter McCullough is also talking about this study on his Substack and saying it is important to realize that not all deaths after vaccination are cardiac. So anyway, Campbell also discussing how the pharmaceutical industry is building mRNA factories across the world. Maybe that's why. What was that Deagle report that Lucretia was always talking about that said the United States population was going to be like 80 or 90 million people after just a few years from now? Remember that? You know, that maybe that's what it's all going to be about. Microplastics in men's testicles combined with mRNA. All right. And then finally on mRNA, the House Armed Services Committee adopted an amendment in the annual defense policy bill May 22nd that, if Congress passes it, would force the Pentagon to rehire U.S. troops who were fired for refusing the COVID-19 jab. Measure was adopted late on May 22nd. And the way they're looking at this, Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, offered the amendment, said, hey, you know, we're out of people. We can't get enough people to sign up with the military, and yet we won't hire back the people that we fired. Interesting. We'll see where that ends up going. A few interesting stories there. We'll grab a couple more calls before the rest of the news, and then we'll see if Captain Bill's showing up here too. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
This would be Greg out here in Shady Cove.
Greg, Shady Cove. What's on your mind today, huh? Go ahead.
I'll go with the campers in that Riverside Park. They cleaned it up, and then did they even take a count of those people, a number count, and then put them like in a white bus and send them up to Portland for the weekend or something?
I don't know, but there are other parks that are usable for the homelessness encampments. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. Thank you much, Bill.
All right, thank you very much. This may be Captain Bill. I don't know. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hey, Bill, this is Brad.
Oh, it's Brad. It's Brad. Okay, I haven't heard from the Slovenian Lives Matter people for a while.
I'm going to take you off the beaten path, but you're always talking about cars, and I love the fact you got that band that's a beast.
By the way, I should be reporting to you on Tuesday that it will actually be running. All winter I've been trying to get that dash back in. And with the heater box, I'm planning on doing it Memorial Day weekend. The weather is going to be perfect. We'll see. All right.
Well, I was flashing back on my youth, and my first two cars were Corvairs.
Corvairs. Oh,
and you never even see a Corvair.
Oh, hey, my uncle had two or three of them, and my uncle Ed Fisher is a few years older than me. And maybe about 6 or 7 years older than me. And he had two or three of them back in high school. He had Ramblers and Corvairs back in the 60s, if you remember those. Okay.
Well, what I remember fondly is I was working in Tacoma. This is back in the 70s, so this goes back a ways. But up that way, when they get snowstorms, they're the real deal. I mean, it shut down I-5.
Oh, yeah.
And here I'm in my Corvair just blowing down the road. I mean, not fast, but I got traction.
Well, it was like the Volkswagen, rear engine. You had the engine right over the rear wheels. You had pretty good traction in those days, right?
You know, and as much bad news as Corvair's got, I got a lot of good memories. That was a good part of my youth.
Yeah. Now, what year Corvair did you have? You remember?
I had two of them. I had a 63, and I think I had a 64.
Now, when did they change the suspension? Because Ralph Nader, of course, went after them because, and I don't want to get too much off in the weeds, but the mechanics know what I'm talking about, is that the early models of the Corvair had what was called a swing axle in the back rather than constant velocity joints or drive shafts, normal drive shafts. They updated it later, and it had a tendency that if you did a sudden maneuver, you could actually tuck the rear wheel underneath the frame, and then the car would roll. That was what it was. That was with the early ones. And, wow. and the old Volkswagens had that same, really old Volkswagen Beetles had that same type of thing, you know, in them. And but it was kind of overblown. It really was an overblown fear that Nader did he destroyed that.
It wasn't, let's face it, it wasn't the best of auto technology in those days. It was the low end.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it served a purpose. And my understanding is that engine design actually came from Volkswagen or Porsche.
Wouldn't surprise me. My thing about what was so great about the Corvair, what was so unique about it in those days when I was just a kid and I would ride around in my uncle's Corvair with him, is that the floor was flat. Nobody had a car that had a flat floor.
Yeah.
You know? That was so cool. That was considered cool. You know, no transmission hump to worry about, right?
You know, as you get our age, I'm pushing 70. Next birthday, I'll hit 70. You know, you reflect on your youth, and that just is definitely part of mine. I mean, I forgot that in Tacoma, we had a couple of winters up there that were bodacious. We had one storm alone that dropped 3.5 feet of snow.
Yeah, you were better off in a Corvair than you were in many things. Thank you for the call. Yeah, we always appreciate that, Brad. 8:37. I do believe Captain Bill Simpson is checking in, and we'll grab a quick bite before Memorial Day weekend, having to do with prescribed burns, and get his take on that.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options, too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The UN's top court is ordering Israel to halt its military operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. It is a non-binding order which Israel is expected to ignore and which the International Court of Justice does not have the power to enforce. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's time for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to join his invitation to Israel's Prime Minister to address a joint session of Congress. If you think the heart of deep blue New York City isn't MAGA country, you might want to reconsider. Cries of "We love Trump" and "USA" filled the air at yesterday's massive Trump rally in the South Bronx. An estimated 25,000 people turned out. Shots rang out last evening, happened at a high school graduation ceremony in Oakland, California, and two people were wounded. Wall Street, the Dow's up 117 points, NASDAQ ahead 180. More details, srnnews.com.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
American Rancher Garage United. Summer is coming. Don't let breakdowns in the heat leave you stranded. Now through May 31st, get 10% off an engine cooling system service at American Wrench Garage. You can also take advantage of great savings on air conditioning diagnostics and system charges now through the end of summer. American Wrench Garage wants to keep you cool, arrive on time, and save some money doing it. Call now and book an appointment at 541-499-6673. American Wrench Garage, we are United Through Service.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 crew cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 crew cab. Woo! I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. On approved finance through Ford Credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
You know, when I grow up, I want to be able to talk that fast. Really, I do. All right, 482-3715, the number for Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. I don't think they've headed out for the Memorial Day weekend yet. Gold in that interesting trading range if you're looking to get a little bit of long-term 5, 6,000-year track record of financial insurance in a very interesting time. You want to talk to the recognized experts, Jay Austin and Company, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. You just walk in the store today in Ashland right now. Great place, good people. They know the markets, and maybe you're looking at 2350, 2400 gold as a selling point for you too. Well, if you need to, you know, liquidate that, they'll help you get the best price for it also. Also, they are happy to take your collectible banknotes and gold and diamonds and silver and also platinum and various other precious items, and they help you with these markets, and they're just good people to know. Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers, Ashland and Grants Pass, GrantsPassCoins.com, JayAustinBrokers.com, and, of course, FortuneReserve.com. Captain Bill Simpson here. Hello, Bill. Hey, before we talk about the fire thing real quick here that you wrote on California Globe, I think it was Dave was saying that the Iron Gate is squirting out that clay that you were talking about. Can you confirm that or not? Do you know what was going on? Is
no,
it taking the dam out?
I can't confirm it or deny what's going on down there right now. I haven't been down there today, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of prescribed burning going on, and I know that you have been talking for a long, long time that prescribed burning is probably not going to be the panacea that the professional arsonists that have sold this plan to us will be. Give us your overall take. You got a brand new article up on California Globe today. It's worth reading.
Sure. Yeah. So if we look at just California and Oregon, I mean, the wildfire regime is much larger. It's global now. But, you know, you've got 93 million acres of California, 45 million acres of land in Oregon. And, you know, roughly 10, 15% of that is remote wilderness. So you're talking about 20 million acres of landscape that needs, you know, fuel reduction. As we came out of the Pleistocene era, you know, we had a collapse of the mega herbivores, which were managing all these grasses and brush. You know, when we evolved into a grassland, and that happened, you know, some tens of thousands of years ago, the grasslands occurred in North America, and then these big mega herbivores came along with the grasslands that include, you know, bison and wild horses and all
bison,
that.
Bison, wild horses, the buffalo,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, mammoths, mm-hmm. all that stuff. So, and it was well managed, but then, of course, humans came in and hunted a lot of stuff into extinction and so on and so forth. So here we are today, and we have a further decline in the herbivory. You know, California is down, and they're not even counting in California. The best I can come up with, the last report I saw was 1.5 million deer depleted in the last 30 years here, but they haven't counted for the last 10 years of fire destruction, you know, huge fires.
How much of that could also be due to the fact that we're not going after the big cats or the apex predators?
Well, when you've got okay, you just can't isolate one species or another. You've got to look at the balance. The balance is simple. If you overhunt the prey, suddenly you have too many predators.
Right.
If you overhunt the predators, suddenly you have too many prey. You know, there's a delicate balance that nature established, and we jump in and we off balance everything, and then we all throw. We go, gee, what happened? What happened? Nobody wants to do the due diligence. But getting back to the fire, we've had this collapse of the herbivore. California's down to about 2 million deer. Oregon's down 500,000 deer. What did 2.5 million deer eat? Well, they eat over 3 million tons of grass and brush. You know, each. And I'm going on the low end. I'm going on blacktail. You know, they do maybe 7 pounds of grass and brush a day. You know, a mule deer will do more, an elk will do more. But, you know, if you go on the low end, you know, we're talking over 3 million tons of annual grass and brush. That's a lot of fire fuel, and it's in remote areas. Now, when you look at the RMP, the Range Management Plan for the Kaskaskia National Monument, which we've been opining on with Elizabeth Burkhardt's office in Medford, you know, they've got a brand new, because they got the updated RMP, they're talking about how we're going to manage fire. Well, when you read the plan, even in their plan, they say that they have to pre-prep the grass and brush before they can prescribe burn, and they talk about why.
Yeah, what is pre-prepping for a prescribed burn? What do they mean by that?
Well, it's interesting. They want to go in there and do, you know, hand cutting, weed whacking, you know, cutting branches off trees, you know, and they've tried to do that since 2000. And in my article, I talk about what they've actually accomplished, and they've only managed with some minimal fuel reduction on 2,000 acres of all of those 150,000 now. They've only, over those 20 years that they've managed it, they've only managed to go in and affect 2,000 acres.
2,000 acres is not very much, given the millions that are out there.
Over 20 years. So, yeah, it's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. It's just like Gavin Newsom when he was bragging on the national news 2 years ago. Oh, we did prescribe burning on 97,000 acres. Well, great, Gavin. Let's look at that. You got 93 million acres of California. What is it? That's 0.00014.
Well, you know, that brings the question here. Now, does prescribed burning make sense, let's say, around the Rogue Valley like they're doing right now to protect, let's say, the Ashland watershed and then the high hills surrounding Medford and or Grants Pass? I mean, does that make sense to do prescribed burning on something like that?
Well,
you're probably not going to get as much herbivory, even your wild horses, out into those kind of areas, right?
Yeah, let me go back to the RMP and what that says, the government's document. The RMP says that if you don't pre-prep this stuff, in other words, reduce the amount of fuel before you burn, it says it will burn intensely hot and it will damage the landscape and the soil. That's what they say in their own deal. So, you know, if you go out there and just prescribe burn, what ends up, because you don't have the proper herbivore, you have too much vegetative material and it burns too hot. So it damages things, and it can get out of control. If you get a wind on it suddenly, when you have these prodigious fuel loads, it, boom, you're out of control immediately. And we saw what happened in New Mexico a few years ago. They almost burned half the state to the ground.
Down there. You do a prescribed, and it escapes and runs away. I guess my question here, Bill, is that do you think that at some point we're going to have to admit that the burning is just not going to work all the time, or else you're just going to have to be continually burning. And who wants to breathe this smoke all the time? That's what I'm wondering.
Right. Yeah. So let's go back to what we just said. Gavin Newsom bragged that he did 97. That's 0.0001% of the forest. I mean, it's one grain of sand off a beach, and you have to suffer all the smoke. Now, on the smoke side of things, we already know now, there's a lot of science that just came out in the last few years about smoke. Even breathing diffuse smoke causes health problems in humans. That is a fact now. It's an absolute published scientific fact. So the people making money on prescribed burn don't want to hear this. But you know what? It's too bad, because there's a better way to do this. First of all, they can't even begin to touch what needs to be handled. The natural way to do it that was very effective for thousands of years was the herbivore. Now, we can't just bring back deer really quickly. We're going to have to fill the grazing gap, and we can only fill it in a little area. You know, when you think about how many horses we have available, if you're looking at, like, let's say 10 million acres, if you used every horse in America that's available. You can't even cover 10 million acres with one horse per 200 acres.
But really what you're talking about is not only the horses as rebuilding the herbivory, but just rebuilding the herbivory, period, is what you're advocating.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Well, but it's got to be done in sequence. So you bring back the horses, which were here to begin with. And what that does is does a couple of things. One, they start cleaning up the grass. They reseed because they're the only mammal that actually poops out seeds that grow. And then also you put more prey on the predator's menu. So what does that do? That takes pressure off the deer and the elk because there's something else out there to eat. And it keeps the big predators up in the mountains where the horses stay instead of coming down in the valley to eat livestock and pets. Mm. So there's a couple of benefits that you give the deer and elk a break because you put something else out there that's a natural predator of these, or natural prey of these large predators.
Which is an interesting thing to hear from you, given the fact that you're such a fan of the big horses. You know, I get that.
Well, I am. But here's the other thing, Bill. If you don't have natural selection, you don't have good genetics. The predators take out the sick, the weak, the elderly, the diseased animals.
So having the predators take out the weak horses actually strengthen the horses, too. And just
that's
like anything
exactly
else.
Exactly right.
All right.
That's
all right.
And so, and now we have chronic wasting disease in California. It's documented. It was announced. And the reason we have chronic wasting disease coming into California and Oregon now is because to the east of us, where they have a lot of open range grazing, ranchers have had to get rid of the predators so they could have, you know, a predator free livestock experience. Well, unfortunately, the side effect of that is that the deer out there are not being culled when they get sick with chronic wasting disease. Mm. So normally a sick deer that gets a CWD, they're off their game. You know, it's kind of like you're drunk the first few days. It's kind of like you had too many beers. And so they're kind of staggering around. But the thing is without the proper predator population, they walk around, they can take 2 weeks to die or so, and they spread the disease to the whole herd. So now you've got 29 states with half the herds that are infected.
Yeah.
Of course, now it's here in California. It's a prion disease, and it can be, and according to Dr. Mark Zabel, it can jump species, which means if you've got sick deer grazing in and around cattle and sheep, it could jump into the cattle and sheep. And, oh, by the way, it also affects humans. It's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
Yeah, so. CJD. So there's all sorts of problems that we're facing here, Bill, with things being out of balance here. And I appreciate where you're going. I know that, you know, you've been banging the wild horse thing for a while. People may agree or disagree with you, but I do agree with rebuilding the herbivory would be a smart thing. Is it also, are we going to at some point have to talk about mechanical removal rather than just burning everything every spring and fall?
Well, you can't do it, Bill. I mean, come on up to the ranch. I'll show you 30,000 acres where, you know, it's all rock with grass in between it. You can't mechanical anything up here. I mean, the only thing...
I'm talking about around the area here, that we're talking about the hills around the cities and stuff. I mean, this idea that you're going to just burn everything, you know, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I do too. I don't want to breathe the smoke. It damages your lungs. I already have lung damage from smoke. I don't need more. So the bottom line is this. In those areas, we can use goats. I mean, goats are small. They're easy to move. You can actually control them with dogs. It's cheap. It's effective. And because they're a ruminant, they don't poop out the seeds, which is desirable around airports because you want to control regrowth.
You don't want to do that necessarily in the forest. All right. Hey, Bill, I'm just out of time here as we head into Memorial Day weekend, but it's an interesting article that you have up on the California Globe, and it does bring an interesting perspective here. Is prescribed burning oversold? It's very thought-provoking, as everything you're doing out there. And so I'm just going to direct people to it. I'm going to post it today. Been a little remiss in doing my posting this week, but I will do that. And we'll have you back, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it, Bill, and thank you, and have a happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, you too now. It is 8:54 at KMED.
Hey, ladies, come in and take a look at our Anna Zuckerman collection at Father and Son Jewelry.
It certainly is stunning. The jewelry has been worn by actresses on the red carpet at the Oscars.
Ladies can look like $1 million bucks, and no one can tell the difference between the synthetic lab-created stones and gems, and the settings are breathtaking.
Come be dazzled by the Anna Zuckerman collection at Father and Son Jewelry on Jackson between Riverside and Central.
They serve up big slices of satisfying comfort with sides of Americana. Go roadside at Diner 62 in White City.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
So, I've been thinking about how nimble and responsive Fontana Roofing is.
And?
Humor me. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Picture, if you will, an unassuming but charming home pending for sale. Suddenly, the tenuous boundary between buyer and seller is a paper-thin, worn membrane of composite material. Beyond lies a harmonious transaction in ruin. Ladies and gentlemen, you make a tenuous phone call and enter the wondrous dimension of customer satisfaction. Next stop, the re-roof zone.
The re-roof zone? Why don't we just say that Fontana Roofing, thanks to their long employee retention, have experienced teams of expert, efficient roofers that are often able to react to our customers' unique situations and turn their jobs around fast without sacrificing quality.
Okay, but I kind of wanted to work in how we have the ability to bend the fabric of space and time.
Let's just let our customers assume that.
Fair enough.
If time is of the essence, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. Now, that's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. If you make the switch on your cell phone, well, guess what? You're going to get Pure Talk's 5G network, unlimited talk and text, $20 a month. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now for superior cell phone service, half the price of the big carriers, and you also help a vet in need.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Glenn Archambault, normally wrestling with his lamb, his sheep, and the coyotes, too. You want to take us out this weekend, huh? Is that the case, Glenn?
Well, I have a bit of a joke for you, Bill.
All right.
Something to change you're right, the election business is overwhelming.
Yeah.
You remember my father's an atomic veteran.
Yes.
So we discovered recently kind of a adult story about my father. On the day that they were going to make their way into Hiroshima and Nagasaki, at that night, him and his buddy decide that they're going to take off and go have fun. So they steal a Jeep, drive 100 miles to a Japanese site that's this enormous building of ancient antiquities in Japan, really the place. So we have a picture of my father standing there in front of these buildings with the geisha girls. And back home, back at where the mission is supposed to start, my father's officers are hysterical. They've lost their sergeants,
yeah,
and they discovered that they've gone off and they're with the geisha girls. And so we have these beautiful pictures, these just absolutely stunning geisha girls from 1945 standing there with my father, who towers over them. And of course, we'd all like to really know what went on that night. But
did he ever? Did he ever fess up to you?
No. Oh no! I don't. My father was a hardworking Catholic man. That, you know, that's all he did was work. I'm sure my mother would have had a lot to say about all this.
I've wondered about even my grandfather too, who served under Patton. When he was going through the day and the stories that he would tell. Of course, he would always tell us about the funny stuff that would happen, and he kind of downplayed the part that, like, opening up on concentration camps, which wasn't quite so pleasant.
No.
Yeah. But yeah. We honor and remember all of these people, including your father, one of the atomic veterans here. Very important part of that, okay? Be well, and thanks for the story. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall there over at the Geisha Girl night. But we'll catch you then, all right? Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
9 o'clock, and we will catch you Tuesday, all right? Be well this weekend.
This is Bicoastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, and KCN.